How are you? I'm Lily Yang, Associate of Food Safety at the Atchison Group. Earlier this month, I spoke about food safety education for workers in the food and agriculture industries. And today, however, we're switching things around, and I'm hosting TAG Talks as Lisa Lupo, our TAG Director of Communication, discusses the importance of food safety education for consumers. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, Lily. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much for being on this and talking about this, because consumers are really important. So looking at this whole talk today, since much of the food and ag industry's ultimate outcome, like all of these products, are consumers, so what are some things that the industry should know when providing food safety information to consumers? And why is it so important that the food industry educates consumers about food safety?
All right. Well, thank you, Lily. It is really important for the food industry to educate consumers on food safety in the home. One of the key reasons is consumers often don't associate foodborne illness with home food handling, preparation, or storage. They don't really think of that as having caused a sickness that they get after eating. But studies have shown that up to 55% of food poisoning cases are actually caused by improper home cooking or storage of the food. So if the consumers aren't saying, you know, thinking that they caused it, who are they blaming for that? Usually the manufacturer. So if a consumer gets sick after eating your food, not only is their health suffering, but they're losing trust in your brand. And if they post it on social media, that trust is going to go even farther. So should the manufacturer push back and start placing fault on the consumer? Not really, because it's unlikely that the consumer purposely mishandled the food, because who really would want to make themselves sick? So it's more likely one of pretty much four things. They are either doing things the way they or their mom or grandma has always done things, and we never got sick, or they don't know that what they're doing is wrong or risky. They may just be following a cultural norm, or they simply think it won't happen to me. So this leaves the education as a charge and an opportunity for the food industry, with the key word being education. The difference between education and training is that training is simply the what and or the how, whereas education is the why. So to give you a few examples, instead of saying, don't thaw meat on the counter, explain bacteria will grow on foods that sit at temperatures between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So leaving meat to thaw on the counter significantly increases the risk of food poisoning. Instead, thaw it in the refrigerator. You could provide a similar explanation as well for limiting the time that foods sit out at a picnic or a buffet, especially because higher temperatures and longer times increase the opportunity for bacterial contamination. So explaining all that gives them a why and helps with compliance. Another example is saying, don't eat frozen vegetables without cooking. Many people don't even realize that this is the case. So instead, explain that frozen vegetables are packaged as ready to cook, not ready to eat, meaning that they're not processed with a kill step, as so they don't eliminate potential contaminants. So they may contain bacteria that's only killed when properly cooked, which now is up to the consumer to do. Now, addressing a cultural norm or the it won't happen to me mentality can be a bit more difficult, but it still benefits from education. There was a Kansas State University study that found that independently owned and operated ethnic restaurants were more likely to have food safety violations than non-ethnic restaurants. We can expect that similar results would be found in a home handling study. But it's not because a lack of food safety concern, it's just that their culture addresses it differently. So addressing this risk means understanding the relevant cultural behavior and explaining why it is unsafe. And in her presentation, TAG Talks on Food Safety Education for Workers, Lily went into a great deal more on cultural education that can be applied to the consumer as well. So that would be a really good one to watch as well. So for the it won't happen to me consumer, they generally do know they're doing something risky. They know the what and even the why, but they're willing to take the risk. Raw cookie dough is a prime example. People say they've eaten dough all their lives and never have gotten sick. And so they see themselves as invincible or just figure it's worth it because it just tastes so darn good. So continued education may or may not have an immediate impact, but repetition and even offering alternatives such as the new ready-to-eat cookie doughs can definitely have an impact. What just as or even more important than the consumer handling is the food industry food safety practices. And this is another area, though, where education can come into play. So even though food safety is non-competitive, you can explain and promote your food safety practices. So, and that will help you as well as the whole industry, because being transparent and educating consumers on new and emerging food safety technologies can help with consumer acceptance. There's been a lack of transparency and education in the industry on a lot of areas like this, and so it's limited the use of some food safety and quality technologies because consumers are too concerned about it and there's a lot of controversy associated. Some examples of this: GMOs, irradiation, lean, finely textured beef. Just think about those to understand why consumer education from the start could have benefited the food industry. So consumer food education is a critical responsibility and an opportunity for the food industry. The more you are able to share your food safety knowledge with consumers, explaining the why as well as the what, the safer they will be, the greater the trust they will have in food overall and in your product specifically. So there's a quote from Maya Angelou that I really like. I think it says it really well. She said, "I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better."
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Lisa. And I really, especially the points where you are talking in terms of, like, you know, building trust with the consumers and having that conversation about why is so important. I mean, we have that discussion about, like, worker training as well. And it's the same, it's not even training, it's education, right? If we don't tell people, like you said, why they shouldn't do something, it won't really go anywhere. And that makes it harder for people to understand and accept. So, like, based off of all that you're talking here and, like, kind of looking and tying that into, like, the food safety education as a whole, you know, what are some ways that TAG can help assist with companies to help them with the educational process or to support them? And looking ahead, what might that look like?
So, you know, one way to think about this is, just as businesses have seen that working to implement a food safety culture in your facilities requires a behavior change, but that behavior change doesn't happen overnight. So it will take a focused effort on really understanding the current and cultural practices and perceptions of the consumers, then developing messaging to correct the misperceptions and encourage safe practices, but also focusing on relevant messengers as well as messaging, so people they can relate to. And then finally, really beginning with your own workers so that they carry the food safety practices they've learned in your facility to their home and even become an advocate with other friends and family members. So TAG has assisted customers and the food industry with messaging like this, and they can help your efforts as well.
So also be sure to check out the first September TAG Talks on Food Safety Education for Workers on our YouTube page, or you can link it below. And you can view more TAG Talks on our YouTube page of the Atchison Group, of course, or find us on LinkedIn. And be sure to subscribe and press like to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you all for watching today. And thank you again, Lisa, for being part of this discussion.
Thank you.